And now the future from a long, long time ago.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
In a galaxy far, far away, Yoda. That's right. I say the word and his face comes alive in your mind, right? Comforting, a little weird, big ears, because he doesn't miss a thing. You can talk to wise Yoda. Not so much with this guy.
Goodbye, Chewbacca. Miss you, I will.
Chewbacca, loyal Wookiee to the end, and Jabba the Hutt, evil personified in latex and spandex.
Lando, cause that eye.
We have powerful friends. You're going to regret this.
You know, these days, computer animation, as good as it is, doesn't fool us in the way that the old aliens from Star Wars, guys in makeup and suits, did. Still do. You somehow couldn't believe there was someone in a suit. The faces just stole your imagination away. Just rip off your suspension of disbelief on the tough streets of movie making. Our wide eyes don't have a chance.
Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine, get out and pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
We note the death of a legend today, 98-year-old makeup artist and creator of movie characters Stuart Freeborn. Died yesterday. And it was Freeborn who created the magical Fagin, as played by Ron Moody, decades before he made Sir Alec Guinness Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough, but your uncle wouldn't allow it.
What is it?
It's your father's lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi Knight. Not as clumsy or random as a blaster. An elegant weapon, but a more civilized age.
Freeborn was a master of fantasy and imagination, and all with traditional, messy materials, costume stuff. Quote, remember, this was the way it was before we had CGI computer graphics, said a veteran British costume designer, the mother of someone on our staff. His was a raw skill. He was able to bring about remarkable transformations, prosthetics and latex in particular. At the time, this is what you had to work with. And they allowed him to bring to the screen all manner of shapes, some part human, other more mythical creatures. Freeborn worked on so many films, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Dr. Strangelove, that's just a few. And if you look closely at Yoda and a picture of Freeborn himself, this gentle British-born artist bears more than a little resemblance. Yoda lives on as we say goodbye to Stuart Freeborn. And that's a bit of ghostly immortality and magic, worthy of Star Wars and Dickens, and Freeborn, I'd say.